Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Today, most Americans make recycling a regular part of their lives. But in the 19th century, the collection of waste was considered unhygienic and was a job left, if at all possible, to the immigrant poor. Utahns were no different in having an uneasy view of the waste trades. In 1861, however, LDS church leaders were in desperate need of pulp to supply the Deseret News' paper mill, in which they'd made a substantial investment. Brigham Young asked women to save old clothing, sheets, wallpaper, wagon covers, any fabric that could be mulched into pulp and turned into paper. But Young needed someone to travel the territory collecting the waste, and so he called English immigrant George Goddard on a rag mission. When Goddard heard the news, he felt it was a severe blow to his native pride. A well-respected merchant and auctioneer, Goddard was now the ragman. He recalled that the humiliating prospect almost stunned me. To be seen on the streets going from door to door with a basket on one arm and an empty sack on the other, inquiring for rags at every house? Oh, what a change in the aspect of affairs. For 3 years, Goddard swallowed his pride and traveled Utah collecting discarded rags for the mill. He performed this task despite the fact that mothers began using him to frighten their children. "You better behave," they disciplined, "or we'll give you to the rag man." Goddard collected more than 100,000 pounds of rags for the paper project. He later reflected that he never regretted it, believing it was God's work and in service of his community. He counseled young Mormons to accept their mission calls without complaint. Things could be worse, he implied. You could always get called to collect waste. In 1867, church leaders turned rag collection over to the women's organization known as the Relief Society. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by John Perry Christensen. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.